Wait before you come to a conclusion or get offended by anything I've presented. Please watch the entire video and then share your thoughts. Let's see how I can help you understand these three influential but different ideology. This will be a journey through time and thought, exploring three influential belief systems that have left an indelible mark on human history and continue guiding millions daily. Imagine walking the bustling streets of ancient Athens, where a revolutionary philosophy was taking shape. Almost 2,000 years ago, Stoicism emerged as an influential school of thought, offering a practical approach to life that still resonates in our modern world. Founded by Zeno of Citium around 300 BCE, Stoicism quickly became known for its emphasis on ethics, logic, and living in harmony with nature. The Stoics taught that true happiness comes from cultivating virtue, accepting what's beyond our control, and practicing self-discipline and rational thinking. These ideas, articulated by great minds like Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius, continue influencing countless people seeking a balanced and meaningful life. Now, let's travel forward in time to the Arabian Peninsula in the 7th century CE. In 610 CE, a transformative religious movement was born that would rapidly spread across the globe. Islam, founded by Prophet Muhammad, emerged as a monotheistic faith that would become the fastest growing religion in the world. With its strong ethical framework and comprehensive way of life, Islam has shaped civilizations and touched the lives of billions. At its core is the belief in one God, Allah, the five pillars of Islam, the Quran as holy scripture, and a lineage of prophets, including Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. The Islamic emphasis on charity, justice, and personal responsibility has contributed to its enduring appeal and relevance. Now, let's talk about one of the most widely practiced religions in the world today, Christianity. Rooted in the life and teachings of Jesus Christ, Christianity has profoundly influenced Western civilization and beyond for over two millennia. Its love, forgiveness, and salvation message have inspired countless individuals and movements throughout history. Central to Christian belief is the concept of one God in three persons, the Trinity, Jesus as the Son of God and Savior of humanity, the Bible as Holy Scripture, and salvation through faith in Jesus. The ethical teachings of Christianity, including compassion for others and service to those in need, continue to shape moral frameworks worldwide. Today, we stand at a unique vantage point, looking back at these three powerful belief systems, Stoicism, Islam, and Christianity, and recognizing the threads of wisdom that connect them. Despite their distinct origins and specific teachings, these philosophies share surprising similarities in their approach to life, ethics, and the human experience. In our exploration, we'll uncover how these seemingly different worldviews often arrive at strikingly similar conclusions about virtue, resilience, and our relationships with others and the divine. We'll see how a Stoic principle might echo Islamic teaching, or a Christian parable might reflect a concept in both traditions. From the Stoic emphasis on inner peace and rational thinking, to Islam's focus on submission to God and ethical living, to Christianity's teachings on love and forgiveness, we'll discover a tapestry of shared wisdom that transcends cultural and religious boundaries. We'll bring ancient teachings to life through quotes, stories, and practical examples, showing how they remain relevant and applicable in our modern world. Whether you're a devoted follower of one of these traditions, a curious seeker, or simply someone interested in the human quest for meaning, this exploration promises to offer fresh perspectives and timeless insights. So, are you ready to embark on this journey of discovery, to uncover the common threads of wisdom that weave through Stoicism, Islam, and Christianity? Let's begin exploring the heart of these belief systems, finding the shared truths that have guided humanity for centuries and continue to light our way today. Patience and perseverance. These virtues are pillars of wisdom across our three belief systems in a world that often demands instant gratification. In Islam, the Quran offers a powerful reminder. O you who have believed, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. Surat Al-Baqarah. This verse encourages Muslims to find strength in endurance and spiritual connection during tough times. Christianity echoes this sentiment. In the book of Romans, we find these words: Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Here, patience isn't just about waiting and maintaining faith and joy in the face of hardship. The Stoics, too, recognized the power of patience. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, wrote, You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. This idea encourages us to focus on what we can control, our thoughts and reactions, rather than external circumstances. Epictetus also said, No great thing is created suddenly. Think about a time when you faced a big challenge. It could be a difficult project at school, a disagreement with a friend, or a personal goal that seemed out of reach, or you lost your investment, or were betrayed by your loved one. How did patience play a role in getting through it? These teachings all point to a profound truth. True strength often lies in our ability to endure and to keep going even when things get tough. It's like training for a marathon. You only become a long-distance runner after a period of time. It takes time, practice, and, yes, patience. But here's where it gets interesting. These philosophies don't just tell us to grit our teeth and bear it. They offer tools to help us along the way. Prayer in Islam and Christianity, meditation in Stoicism. These are practices that help cultivate inner calm and resilience. Consider Nelson Mandela, whose Christian beliefs helped him endure 27 years in prison without losing hope for a better South Africa. His patience transformed not just his nation, but inspired the world. Even in everyday life, we can see the power of patience. Imagine a person trying to reduce body fat or improve his financial or mental situation. The easy path is to give up, but they might unlock a new version of themselves, which will be more mature, robust, and better with patience and perseverance. So, what can we learn from these shared teachings on patience and perseverance? First, that difficulty is a universal human experience. No matter our beliefs, we all face challenges. Second, there's strength in endurance. And third, patience isn't passive. It's an active choice to keep going and believing, even when it's hard. We can draw inspiration from this timeless wisdom as we face its ups and downs. Whether we find strength in Allah's presence, Christian hope, or Stoic self-control, the message is clear. We have the power to overcome with patience and perseverance. In our journey through shared wisdom, we now arrive at a principle that forms the backbone of ethical behavior across cultures, the golden rule of treating others well. Islam offers a profound guideline in the Hadith. None of you truly believes until he wishes for his brother what he wishes for himself. Hadith 13:40, Hadith An-Nawawi. This teaching asks Muslims to view others with the same care and consideration they'd want for themselves. Christianity echoes this sentiment in the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Luke. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This simple yet powerful instruction forms the basis of Christian ethics and interpersonal relationships. The Stoic philosopher Seneca adds his voice to this chorus. Treat your inferiors as you would be treated by your betters. This statement challenges us to consider how our actions affect others, regardless of social standing. Think about a time when someone treated you with unexpected kindness. How did it make you feel? Now, consider a moment when you went out of your way to help someone else. What was that experience like? These teachings all point to a universal truth. Our actions toward others matter deeply. They shape our communities, our relationships, and ultimately, our own character. But why is this idea so important across these different belief systems? It may be because it recognizes our shared humanity. It reminds us that despite our differences, we all desire respect, kindness, and fair treatment. Consider the story of the Good Samaritan in Christian tradition, where a stranger helps a wounded man when others pass by. Or the Islamic emphasis on giving charity, even when one has little to spare. These examples show how treating others well often requires us to go beyond our comfort zones. In our modern world, we see this principle in social justice movements, volunteer efforts after natural disasters, and small acts of everyday kindness. When we treat others well, we create ripples of positivity that can transform our world. So, what can we learn from these shared teachings on treating others well? First, that empathy is a powerful force for good. When we put ourselves in others' shoes, we're more likely to act with kindness. Second, that our treatment of others reflects our own character and beliefs. And third, we contribute to a more compassionate and just society by treating others well. As we move through our daily lives, interacting with family, friends, strangers, and even those we might disagree with, we can draw strength from these timeless wisdoms. Whether inspired by Islamic brotherhood, Christian love, or Stoic ethics, the message is clear. Treating others well is not just good for them. It's good for us and for our world. In exploring shared wisdom, we now turn to a topic that has captivated philosophers, religious leaders, and ordinary people throughout history: the nature of wealth and our relationship with material possessions. Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism each offer unique yet surprisingly similar perspectives on this subject. Let's delve into their teachings and uncover the common threads that run through them. In the Quran, we find this powerful statement: "Wealth and children are but adornment of the worldly life." Surah Al-Kahf. This verse reminds Muslims that while material possessions and family can bring joy, they are temporary adornments, not the essence of a fulfilling life. Christianity echoes this sentiment in the Gospel of Mark: "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" These words of Jesus challenge us to consider what truly matters in life, suggesting that spiritual wealth far outweighs material riches. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus adds his voice to this chorus: "Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants." This perspective shifts our understanding of wealth from external abundance to internal contentment. Take a moment to reflect on your own life. What are the possessions you value most? Now, consider why you value them. Is it for their practical use, sentimental value, or perhaps the status they represent? These teachings all point to a profound truth. True wealth isn't found in what we own, but in who we are and how we live. They challenge us to look beyond the material and consider our lives' spiritual, ethical, and relational aspects. But why do these diverse belief systems share similar views on wealth and possessions? Perhaps because they recognize a fundamental human tendency to seek security and happiness in external things, and the ultimate futility of this pursuit. Consider the story of the rich young ruler in the Christian tradition who walked away sad when Jesus suggested he give away his possessions to follow him. The Islamic practice of zakat requires giving a portion of one's wealth to those in need. These examples show how our attitude towards possessions can profoundly impact our spiritual and ethical lives. The Stoic perspective adds another layer to this understanding. By focusing on controlling our desires rather than accumulating possessions, Stoicism offers a path to freedom from the anxieties and disappointments that often accompany material wealth. In our modern consumer-driven society, these ancient teachings offer a powerful counter-narrative. They remind us that the latest smartphone, the biggest house, or the most fashionable clothes won't bring lasting happiness or fulfillment. But let's be clear, none of these philosophies argue that possessions are inherently wrong, or that we should reject the material world entirely. Instead, they encourage us to develop a healthy relationship with our possessions, to use them as tools for living and doing good, rather than seeing them as the source of our happiness or worth. So, what practical wisdom can we glean from these shared teachings on wealth and possessions? First, they encourage us to practice gratitude for what we have, rather than constantly yearning for more. This attitude can lead to greater contentment and joy in our daily lives. Second, they remind us to hold our possessions lightly. Everything in this world is temporary, and clinging too tightly to material things can lead to suffering when we inevitably lose them. Third, they challenge us to consider how we can use our resources for the greater good, whether through charitable giving, sharing with others, or simply being content with less so that others might have enough. Our attitude towards wealth can have a powerful impact on the world around us. Consider the story of Chuck Feeney, the billionaire who gave away his entire fortune to charity, inspired by the belief that wealth should be used to help others. Or think of the countless people who find joy in living simply so they can devote more of their resources to the causes they believe in. These examples show us that detachment from material wealth doesn't mean indifference to the world. Instead, it can free us to engage more fully and compassionately with the needs around us. You might think, this all sounds good in theory, but how do I apply it daily? Here are a few practical suggestions. 1. Practice mindful consumption. Before making a purchase, ask yourself if it's something you genuinely need or if it will bring lasting value to your life. 2. Regularly declutter your space. Letting go of unnecessary possessions can be liberating and help you appreciate what you choose to keep. 3. Experiment with simple living. Try going for a week or a month without buying anything non-essential. You might be surprised at how little you miss. 4. Cultivate non-material sources of joy. Invest time in relationships, experiences, and personal growth rather than accumulating things. 5. Use your resources to help others, whether through donations, volunteering, or simply being generous with what you have. Find ways to make a positive impact. Remember, the goal isn't to reject the material world entirely, but to develop a healthier, more balanced relationship with it. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca said, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." As we reflect on these teachings, we're invited to reconsider our definition of wealth. True wealth isn't measured by the size of our bank accounts or the luxury of our possessions, but by the richness of our relationships, the depth of our character, and our positive impact on the world around us. Whether inspired by the Islamic emphasis on charity, the Christian call to store treasures in heaven, or the Stoic focus on inner contentment, the message is clear. Our relationship with material possessions profoundly shapes our spiritual and ethical lives. As we navigate our consumer-driven world, may we carry this wisdom with us, allowing them to guide our choices and shape our values. In doing so, we might just discover a form of wealth that no amount of money can buy. A wealth of spirit, purpose, and connection that genuinely enriches our lives and the lives of those around us. Think before you speak or act. One of the most challenging issues in our human life is self-control, particularly in the face of anger. Managing emotions can profoundly impact our relationships, decision-making, and overall well-being. Let's explore how Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism approach this universal human experience. In Islamic tradition, we find a powerful hadith. The strong is not the one who overcomes the people by his strength, but the strong is the one who controls himself while in anger. This teaching redefines strength, moving it from the physical realm to the domain of self-mastery. In the letter to the Ephesians, Christianity offers a nuanced perspective on anger. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. This passage acknowledges that anger isn't inherently wrong, but cautions against it, leading to harmful actions or lingering resentment. The Stoic emperor Marcus Aurelius adds his insight: how much more grievous are the consequences of anger than the causes of it? This reflection invites us to consider the often disproportionate impact of our angry reactions. Think about a recent time when you felt angry. What triggered it? How did you react? And what were the consequences of your reaction? These teachings all point to a profound truth. While we may not always control what happens to us, we can choose our response. They suggest that true strength lies in dominating others and mastering ourselves. But why is self-control, especially anger, necessary across these belief systems? Perhaps because they recognize the destructive potential of unchecked emotions. When left uncontrolled, anger can damage relationships, cloud judgment, and lead to actions we regret. Consider the story of Prophet Muhammad, who consistently responded to insults and aggression with patience and forgiveness, or the Christian emphasis on turning the other cheek, exemplified in Jesus' response to his persecutors. These examples show how self-control in the face of provocation can be a powerful force for peace and reconciliation. The Stoic perspective adds another layer to this understanding. By viewing external events as neutral and focusing on our interpretations and reactions, Stoicism offers a practical approach to managing our emotions. In our modern world, where anger often seems to dominate public discourse and personal interactions, these ancient teachings offer a much-needed alternative. They remind us that we can choose how we respond to life's frustrations and provocations. So, what practical wisdom can we glean from these shared teachings on self-control and anger? First, they encourage us to pause before reacting. In that moment of pause lies the power to choose our response, rather than being driven by impulse. Second, they invite us to look beneath our anger to understand its root causes. Often, anger is a secondary emotion masking hurt, fear, or frustration. Third, they remind us that how we handle our anger says more about us than the person or situation that triggered it. Consider the story of Nelson Mandela, who emerged from 27 years of imprisonment without bitterness, choosing reconciliation over revenge. Or think of the countless everyday heroes who respond to injustice not with reactive anger, but with determined, constructive action. These examples show us that self-control doesn't mean suppressing our emotions or being passive in the face of wrongdoing. Instead, it means channeling our feelings into thoughtful, principled responses. As we navigate the complexities of our lives, may we carry this wisdom with us, allowing it to guide our reactions and shape our character. In doing so, we might just discover a strength within ourselves that no external circumstance can shake, a strength of spirit that truly enriches our lives and the lives of those around us. Life is filled with challenges, setbacks, and unexpected difficulties. How we face these adversities can define our character and shape our journey. Let's explore how Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism offer wisdom and guidance for navigating life's storms. In the Quran, we find this profound verse, "And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits, but give good tidings to the patient." This teaching prepares Muslims for life's inevitable trials, while offering hope and encouragement to those who persevere. Christianity echoes this sentiment in the book of James. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds." This surprising perspective suggests that challenges can be growth and spiritual development opportunities. The Stoic emperor Marcus Aurelius offers insight: "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This powerful idea reframes obstacles as opportunities, suggesting that the things that challenge us can become our path forward. Reflect on a significant challenge you've faced in your life. How did you approach it? How did it change you? These teachings all point to a profound truth. Adversity is not just an unfortunate part of life, but an essential component of our growth and development. They suggest that how we face our challenges is often more important than the challenges themselves. But why do these diverse belief systems share such similar views on adversity? Perhaps because they recognize a fundamental truth about the human experience, that struggle and difficulty are universal, and that our response to these struggles shapes who we become. Consider the story of Prophet Muhammad, who faced persecution, exile, and personal loss, yet persevered in his mission. Or the Christian narrative of Jesus, whose suffering and death are central to the faith's message of redemption. These examples show how facing adversity with courage and faith can lead to profound transformation and impact. The Stoic perspective adds another layer to this understanding. Stoicism offers a practical approach to maintaining peace of mind, even in difficult circumstances, by focusing on what's within our control and accepting what isn't. In our modern world, where comfort and convenience are often prioritized, these ancient teachings offer a counterintuitive yet powerful message that our difficulties can be our greatest teachers. So, what practical wisdom can we glean from these shared teachings on facing adversity? First, they encourage us to expect challenges to be every day in life. This mindset can help us stay calm and centered when difficulties arise. Second, they invite us to look for the lessons and opportunities within our struggles. Every challenge carries the seed of new understanding or growth. Third, they remind us that patience and perseverance are key virtues in navigating life's ups and downs. Consider the story of Nik Vujicic, born without limbs due to a rare disorder. Despite facing immense physical and emotional challenges, Nik transformed his adversity into a platform for inspiring millions worldwide. He became a motivational speaker, author, and founder of Life Without Limbs, an organization dedicated to helping people overcome obstacles. Nick's journey shows how embracing challenges can lead to unexpected opportunities to positively impact others. Or think of Bethany Hamilton, the surfer who lost her arm in a shark attack at age 13. Instead of giving up her passion, she persevered, returning to professional surfing and using her experience to inspire others facing adversity. Her story reminds us that our response to life's difficulties can turn personal tragedy into triumph and hope for others. These examples demonstrate how individuals can use their struggles as a springboard for creating positive change in their lives and the broader world. These examples show us that facing adversity isn't about being stoic in the colloquial sense of suppressing emotions. Instead, it's about maintaining hope, seeking meaning, and moving forward even when the path is difficult. We may carry this wisdom with us as we navigate the inevitable challenges. Let them remind us that we have the strength to face whatever comes our way, that our difficulties need not define us, and that we can turn our obstacles into opportunities with patience and perseverance. In facing adversity with courage and grace, we grow stronger and become a source of inspiration and support for others on their journeys. So far, we have explored how these three distinct traditions, each with a rich history and unique perspectives, often arrive at strikingly similar conclusions about life's most important questions, from the value of patience and perseverance to the importance of treating others well, from our relationship with material possessions to mastering our emotions and facing adversity. We've seen how these timeless teachings continue to offer guidance in our modern world. These similarities remind us of the common threads that connect humanity across different beliefs and cultures. They show us that despite our differences, we often share the same fundamental concerns and aspirations. But it isn't over yet. In the next part of this series, we'll delve even deeper into the shared wisdom of these traditions. We'll explore topics like humility, the power of actions over words, forgiveness, the impermanence of worldly things, and the pursuit of knowledge. These insights offer even more food for thought and practical guidance for our daily lives. I hope this exploration sparked your curiosity and offered new perspectives on these ancient wisdom traditions. Whether you identify with one of these belief systems or none, there's value in understanding these shared insights that have guided millions of people throughout history. Now, I'd like to invite you to be part of this ongoing conversation. If you've enjoyed this video and found it valuable, please consider subscribing to the Stoic Community channel. By subscribing, you'll ensure you don't miss the next part of this series and other content exploring practical philosophy and timeless wisdom. Also, I'd love to hear your thoughts. What resonated with you in this video? Do you see these shared values reflected in your own life or beliefs? Share your insights in the comments below. Your perspective could offer valuable insights to others in our community. If you found this content enlightening, please give the video a thumbs up. It helps more people discover these important ideas. And if you know someone who might benefit from these insights, don't hesitate to share the video with them. Remember, wisdom isn't meant to be hoarded, but shared. By engaging with these ideas and discussing them with others, we can all grow in understanding and find new ways to apply this ancient wisdom in our modern lives. Thank you for joining me on this journey of discovery. Stay tuned for the next part, exploring the surprising similarities between Islam, Christianity, and Stoicism. Until then, may you find strength in patience, joy in kindness, freedom in simplicity, peace in self-control, and growth in adversity. Stay curious and reflective. I'll see you in the following video.